What is up, you gorgeous bastards? It is your boy Spindrift, aka Rabbi Can't Lose, aka Noah Kagan. Today, I'm sharing with you five exact strategies that each generated over eight figures in revenue for AppSumo. Now, we have experimented over at AppSumo.com with so many different things to grow our business over the past 15 years. And now, today, I'm going to give you the top five that worked extremely well. Here's three gigantic things you're going to take away in this episode. Number one, giveaways. So I'm going to share exactly how we came up with the giveaway, how we ran the giveaway, and how we've still been doing them 14 years later. Number two, email. I know y'all hear me talk about email. Y'all know I love email. You know, I love to send you emails. Make sure you're on the newsletter, noahkagan.com. But I'm going to go behind the scenes of exact things that we've been doing to make eight figures and more a year via email. And number three, about me being a dinosaur on the internet. I'm going to talk about the law of 100. I'm going to talk about continuously producing content over an extraordinary long period of time and have fun along the way. You're going to enjoy those three ear nuggets plus a bunch more along the way. If you've enjoyed this show and you want to know how I'm able to make all this happen and fit so much productivity into my week and be lazy and go bike riding and do my best to be a good husband and father, go back and check out last week's episode where I break down my $100 million schedule. That is episode 343 in the feed. If you've not gotten Million Dollar Weekend and left a review, we have a free private Slack group for people who want accountability buddies. Go grab the book at milliondollarweekend.com, check it out, join the newsletter, and then send me an email at slack@okdork.com. Get the New York Times best-selling book, Million Dollar Weekend. I also happen to write it, so I'm biased. That's milliondollarweekend.com. Imagine if you could change your life in 48 hours. You can. And it starts today. Go grab the book, milliondollarweekend.com. It has been amazing to see your tweets and Instagrams and all of the messages about y'all supporting me, but really supporting yourself. So get the book. And one of the sweetest things you can do is get the book and give it to someone else if you've already read it or you're already along in your business. That's milliondollarweekend.com. Also, special pre-show shout out to listener John Naylor from the UK. Cracking show, sir. I've lost track of how many good ideas and tips I've heard here. Keep the episodes coming. John, I love you, man. And love every other one of you gorgeous British and global listeners. If you want to shout out in a future episode, take 30 seconds right now. Go to iTunes. Go to Spotify. Leave a review. I check every single one of them. Thank you so much. Let's get it on. Number one, giveaways. So the story here was every Friday, Neville and I would do happy hour. And it was an all-day happy hour. Because why isn't it happy week, by the way? And I was looking at a women's website, and in the women's website, they were giving away a free trip to Italy if you join this giveaway. I was like, that's kind of neat. And I kept drinking my Sex on the Beach martini, and I kind of went back to working on AppSumo, and I said, oh, that was really neat, that giveaway. What if we did it for something that appeals to our type of customer? So let's try like giving away Dropbox, like a year of Dropbox, because that's what our target customer would want. So I ran the math, and I was like, oh, that's $100. I think we can make our money back. And I went to Chad, my business partner. I said, Chad, what do you think about this? And he's like, let me just build a giveaway tracking software solution. I was like, of course, that's what some nerd engineer is going to come up with. And so I was like, no, I just want to launch it. Let me be impatient. He's like, no. So that was on a Friday. We launched it on Wednesday. And I remember because I was having lunch in downtown Austin. So we built this tracking software. We launched it. And instead of just giving it away for 1 year, we gave it away for life. And we thought that most people are going to live till 90. So we're going to give away 70 years of it. So Dropbox is $100 a year times 70, that's $7,000. But what's interesting is we didn't have to pay for it all up front. It's only $100 a year, but we get all these new email signups if the giveaway worked. So we launched the giveaway, and I distinctly remember I'm at lunch, Chad launched it, this is in 2011, and by lunchtime, there was 250,000 email signups. And since then, that has generated over $15 million in revenue. For I know my mom's listening and she's asking out there, yes, we are still paying for this person's Dropbox. And so it was a great test. It was definitely a risky test, but it crushed. So let me break out a lot of the lessons because then we went on to do a lot more giveaways and we're still doing giveaways 15 years later. So there's a lot of different things that you can take away in your own business about this eight-figure opportunity, which is giveaways. So number one, look outside your own industry. So much of our inspiration on Twitter or on YouTube is like, let me watch other business people. Let me look at other AI software companies. Go look in totally other verticals. Look in wine categories. Or one of my favorite examples recently is we did a book launch party for Million Dollar Weekend. And me and my girlfriend, this was her idea,
We looked up baby showers on Instagram, and then we used that in the Million Dollar Weekend book birthday party. So number one, look outside your own industry. Sign up for other newsletters outside your industry, because that is how we found this inspiration. Number two, we tested it. This is something I talk about a lot. It's one of our AppSumo values, which is test, then invest. So yes, Chad did spend 4 days building it, and I know we shouldn't have wasted that much time, but it was a test. It was like, all right, so we'll spend $100 a year. That seems like a pretty decent test. Now, in your own business, what I'm noticing a lot of people doing, whether they want to do ads, PR, giveaways, or other things I'm going to talk about in today's show, is can you test it in the next few days? Can you test it this weekend? Then when it works, double down on it. But what I'm seeing people do is spend a lot of money and a lot of time on things they don't know. But now the opposite side of that is actually just as important. Double down on what's working. So let me explain exactly. We did that giveaway and we're like, holy shit, this is going to change our business forever, which it did. It was an 8-figure change. Then we did giveaways for life almost every single week for the next year. We did Netflix for life. We did Evernote for life. We did Spotify for life. And yes, we are still paying for these. We gave away MacBooks. We gave away AirPods. We gave away iPhones. And so we did it every single week until after a year of doing it weekly, we noticed that the amount of signups was happening, but there was zero revenue coming in because all of the signups were coming in from sweepstakes people. So it was coming in from these websites where people were like, oh, just join sweepstakes. But the point being, though, is that if you find something working, people hear this phrase double down, you got to really double down. So we double down every single week until we saw that it wasn't working and we pulled it back. And now we're doing giveaways about twice a year. So for Black Friday of AppSumo.com last year, we gave away 7 Apple Vision Pros. It cost us around $40,000. And we can look, we track all the sales and stuff through it. We make a break even, meaning we make just our money back. And you know what? That's fine because the whole marketing of it is cool. It's cool. People are talking about AppSumo. People are sharing, hey, go check this out. There's this AppSumo site. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's software deals. And they have these cool giveaways. Now, if you're just getting started out and maybe you don't have $100 a year, because that could be a lot, what I have found, here's 2 ways you can run your giveaways. Number one, do it with other people. So if you don't even have money, go to different software providers, go to different vendors, go to different creators, get their stuff and be the organizer of the bundle. That's number one. Where one, those people will promote it, but two, you don't even have to own anything or put up money up front for yourself. The second thing that you can do is books. So with NoahKagan.com and my own email list, a few years ago, I was giving away Seth Godin's books. So books are like $20. You can even give away Million Dollar Weekend. $20? It's the cheapest thing you can give away to make $1 million. So I recommend you try and giving away books or whatever is working backwards from your target customer. And I'm just going to give you a sneak peek because you guys are early on the show. For this year's Sumo Day, which we haven't done really giveaways for Sumo Day at AppSumo, we are giving away a Cybertruck. You heard it first. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you're on my email list. I'll be telling people about it. Second of the strategies that's been an 8-figure opportunity, an 8-figure game changer for AppSumo, is selling your services. So remember how I told you Chad was like, I'm going to build this thing? That thing turned out to be kingsumo.com. And kingsumo.com is giveaway software that we built for ourselves. So moving into the second thing, that's an 8-figure business opportunity. It is called AppSumo Originals. So in 2013, Damien down in Australia, he took that software that Chad built, made it a product called kingsumo.com, and we started selling it publicly. So this is just a good business principle in general, which is what are you making for yourself that maybe you can sell to others? This doesn't just have to be software. This could be a service you've done that people responded well to. This could be anything that you've used that benefits you that other people might be interested in, and you could pre-sell it and see if there is interest. And so fast forward today, after we did that as an experiment, we've built our tools for our own needs. So I talked about just King Sumo. It turns out this is actually our number one driver of all new customers, 30% plus, of AppSumo.com. So we've built 2 other major products here. One is called SendFox.com, which is a MailChimp alternative. And our mega big hit, which is tidycal.com, which is a Calendly alternative. We have a brand new product coming out. Stay tuned on AppSumo, which is going to be a DocuSign alternative. I used an early version of it. We launched it within a month. I think you guys, if you've seen my YouTube video where I pre-sold it and validated it, I think this is definitely going to be a 7-figure business. But the thing for you to think about in your own business is what is your low cost or free product that creates your marketing motion? So I'm going to explain this just so that you can really think about it for your own businesses. What is something that you can have always that just drives new customers into your business ecosystem? And as I said earlier, is there anything you've already done? Maybe there's templates. Maybe there's a checklist. Maybe there's email copy you've done. Maybe there's some software you've built. Is there anything you've done that you can make that public? And that is your new business marketing motion that's continually and consistently around the clock driving you in new customers. So this is from our marketing advisor, Moody Glasgow, who always is talking about marketing motion. And your marketing motion, again, I just want to repeat it because I think it's so critical, is what's the thing that's out there in the universe that's saying, hey, come check out my business. And if you have a product like AppSumo, which has a lot of different things we sell, what's your gateway candy? So TidyCal is it. So right now, it's about $4,000 a day of people spending and buying TidyCal. They get this product, they use it, and then they have to buy it via AppSumo. And they're thinking, huh, what else is here in AppSumo? And that is our marketing motion. Now, here's what I'm going to recommend for you if you're thinking, huh, what is my free or low-cost gateway candy to start my marketing motion? So your marketing motion, you have to get them in, then you get them monetized, then you get them referring. There is a motion within your business. So how we like to think of it at AppSumo is use a framework for prioritizing things to build. So we have three real categories in our framework. And I love frameworks in deciding almost everything in our business. One, do we want it? So there's things like AI writing tools. We're on the team, no one really just wants to use it. There's enough tools out there that we have on AppSumo. Number two, does it have viral or word of mouth built in? Think about that. And number three, is there a high cost alternative that doesn't have a lock-in? So we ranked 50 different products to try to understand this. And before, a lot of the tools that David, Garrett, Ibaldo, Marnie, Serba, Luca, Gary, they're the people who run the AppSumo Originals. They would just kind of build whatever I pressured them to build. And it wasn't really systematic nor structured. And so we built things that competed against Klaviyo. No one switched off. We built things like things for email signatures. It didn't go viral enough. It wasn't actually as significant. There's not really an expensive alternative that people wanted. But when we launched TidyCal, it was like, holy crap, we're onto something huge. So what is some basic columns or data that you can use to make better decisions about what thing you can build to start your marketing motion? Two other things. When you're building something like this, build products or have products free. And by the way, you don't even have to build them. You could buy other products or you can license other products. So we just did this with CleanShot over at AppSumo, and we just bought licenses to give out for free to bring people into AppSumo as an experiment. The core thing you need to be thinking about is, does this support your core customer? So when we talked about giveaways or when we talk about this low cost or free product, if it's bringing in people who are not your actual customers who can become your customers, you're wasting your time. And so be very intentional about, is this supporting core customers or brand new customers? And you have to be intentional about that. The other thing to be mindful here is that we have built over six other products in the past 5 years that no one's used. Email Badge, Sleek Bio, Million Dollar Email Templates, Shorty SMS. And so just because you build it doesn't mean they're going to love it. So that's, again, coming back to Million Dollar Weekend and a lot of these examples is, how do you test it quicker? Can you test it in a week? Can you test it in a weekend? Can you test it in a day? So as you do it, you know that your customers are going to be excited about. This is something I've been encouraging everyone to do, and I've seen the results of it about building with public, not in public, but with public, meaning with your customers. Have a Slack group, have a WhatsApp group, have a text group with your customers. So on the regular, you can say, hey, I'm working on this kind of idea. What'd you guys think? Because so many of our times we're building and then hoping that those other people are interested in what we are doing. So that's a nice little hack that anyone can do, whether you have one customer or thousands. Have a way that you can chat with a few of the core ones that you'd like to on a regular basis. All right. Number three, being public. In the year 2000, there were dinosaurs. Now, I started blogging on okdork.com, and now I'm blogging about random college crap, things from high school, my pet frog. And 24 years later, I'm still tweeting and blogging about that said frog and creating content and podcasts and all these other things. But the point being is that being public has been the number one way I've connected with amazing people like Tim Ferriss. Y'all love this guy. I love him too. I found my business partner and life partner, Chad Boyda. Shout out to my man. And this is the number one way that I was able to promote Million Dollar Weekend. Now, if you're introverted, don't worry, you're in luck. If you don't know what you shouldn't even talk about in public, don't worry about that. I got that for you too. Also, if you're like, hey, people don't need to be hearing about their gardening, guess what? Got you as well. So here's a few things to be thinking about being public. And a lot of the best things about public, it's not just about direct ROI transaction. Like, I'm public, I get money. There's so many amazing benefits about being public. You learn how to communicate well. You're putting yourself out there, so you're learning about communication. Two, you're just going to meet awesome people. I literally just got back from a dinner with Ian Schoen from the Tropical MBA podcast. And I met him because I've been blogging and talking about AppSumo and all these things for such a long time. He invited me to speak at his event years ago, and now he's one of my best friends. A few other things that have been so powerful about being public is that it's going to evolve. So if you're writing content, I just started writing about college and dating and high school and friends. Over time, I noticed I liked writing about business and marketing, and people seem to be responding when I put that kind of content out there. So don't worry that you have the right content right now. Just worry that you're writing right now. It's also been an amazing place to hire. So Jay Yang, who helps run all of social media and content for me, I think he saw me by being public. And then he's like, hey, I want to work with you. So if you're trying to hire people, you're trying to find a husband, go be public. That actually works. But you can hire within your audience. It also just creates such cool experiences. When I was living in Malibu with Neville, who, by the way, Neville Mador, copywritingcourse.com. I met him because I was blogging. He was blogging. I was like, yo, dog, you blog, I blog. Let's hang out. And then we became best friends 20 years ago. Seriously, true story. And we were living in Malibu during COVID because it was cheaper, by the way. It's not that we're trying to ball out. It was just, it was on sale. And this guy, John Senstrom, was like, yo, man, I do spearfishing. Can I take you underwater and with a gun? We're like, of course we want to go with strangers and spearfish. That all can be tied to the fact that for free, I just put myself out there. So I encourage you highly to be thinking about being public. Number four, pre-fluencer. So this is something I covered in Million Dollar Weekend. It has been a strategy I've used at Mint. It's been a strategy I've used at AppSumo. It's a strategy I've used at Noah Kagan with this book launch. And it's something I recommend all the time. So let me tell you a story about this. I talk about pre-fluencers and video ambassadors and affiliates. When I started AppSumo, I met Tim Ferriss early on, right before his book came out. And then I started sponsoring his site, you know, very early. And we were paying about $5,000 a month to fully sponsor his website, 4-Hour Workweek. You've probably heard of it. And so we did this for 2 years. So at the time, $60,000 a year, it's a decent amount of cash. And we made millions from it. Millions, literally 8 figures worth for $60,000 a year that we were spending. Now, fast forward to today, Tim charges minimum $50,000, and it could be higher. This is numbers I've seen from a few years ago, per episode of his show with a minimum podcast commitment, meaning you have to do a few of the shows. So the reality for you is that growth in marketing happens when you find things that are not on the market. So you can do your best marketing when you're not doing it on the market. And the best way to do that and the highest ROI you're going to get is through doing pre-fluencers. And this is what, again, I did at Mint, then at AppSumo, and I did it with Million Dollar Weekend. Now, at AppSumo, we're also doing this recently where we're on YouTube, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, looking for people that have good engagement, good quality content, meaning we watch it and we like it and it's relevant to the customers, aka for AppSumo, solopreneurs, and they're not someone who has a press kit. They're not someone who has a business manager, and you can DM them or email them and they're excited to respond to you. They're excited just to get a few bucks. So pre-fluencers has been, with AppSumo, a huge thing. And so one thing I want to share with you is we tested it before we invested, coming back to some of our themes. So when we started testing affiliate marketing with AppSumo, which means you promote the product on AppSumo, we give you 15% or 100%, whatever the payouts evolve over time, and that's important to think about. But we tested it with the Google spreadsheet. I think we used a Bitly tracking link, gave it to a few people and said, hey, just tell people about this product. It worked. And then we were like, oh, this is working. Now let's actually use, I think, iDev affiliate. And now, you know, almost 10 years later, we're using impact.com, which is about $100,000 a year. And we're going to be competing with them either sometime later this year or next year with a more affordable affiliate software. But the point is, in your own business, test pre-fluencers. So no, I don't have a lot of budget. Great. These are people that don't need a lot of money to be involved with you. And they're excited to build a long-term relationship because no one else is hitting them up. No one else. But you are. And you're giving them a chance. So as they get bigger, you get bigger with them. And think about this. This is the same thing kind of what a VC does, but you do it in your marketing. And a VC has hundreds of bets and one or two do well and the other do okay. Same thing with your pre-fluencers. But most of them should actually do pretty well because you can set the payment amounts. And a few of them are going to get gigantic and you're going to be with them the whole way and have good rates with that. A few other thoughts with marketing specifically around this and with pre-fluencers is that if you're doing it, the marketing, everyone's on Twitter begging for a follow. Now everyone's kissing ass going over to Threads, or people are going to be kissing ass, you know, doing, oh, you need to try these Twitter ads. When everyone's paying market rates, you're going to be paying market prices. So it's really hard to get great ROI when you're paying full price. And that's why pre-fluencers are better, because there's no market for their rates because you're contacting them directly. Is it more work? Yes. This is the shit that doesn't scale. And it's the stuff that works. A few other key lessons from this 8-figure opportunity. Pay attention to what captures your attention. So I don't really care about the follower count. I care about the engagement count. I care about the engagement count, meaning if they have 1,000 subs, I don't really care. But if it has 1,000 views and it's got like 500 comments, that's great. So you look for the engagement and then look for content that you're paying attention to and bookmark it. And a lot of the times what I'll do is I'll just reach out and be like, hey, I like your content. I'm not trying to have some very complicated ask, which is what I teach people. I'm just saying, hey, I like your thing. And maybe later I'll say, hey, can I send you my book? Hey, can I give you money for AppSumo? And I think some of you who listen to this have probably been sponsored by AppSumo. I even think Pat Flynn, very early on, 10 plus years ago, we sponsored his podcast. And that was one of the ways we were able to connect with him. And now I've been on a show and he's been on my show and we're friends. And I love Pat Flynn. So again, it's looking for people that are kind of capturing your attention. And the earlier, the better. I'll give you another angle you can think about this is test in foreign countries. So at AppSumo, we're testing things in Spanish. Test Portuguese. Test Russian. Test Chinese. Test one of the Indian languages. A lot of opportunities. Again, so the whole concept, though, is whether it's affiliates or for AppSumo, we're doing a lot of video ambassadorships, meaning people specifically that create video content. The whole point, though, is find them early. And the last eight-figure thing, drumroll, email marketing. A lot of things in business are obvious until you do them. And so when I launched AppSumo 15 years ago, for the first 12 months, I never sent an email. I just kept every time launching these deals, I would just have to go get new press. And one time my friend Heaton was like, dude, what are you doing? Check out this thing called email. It's like an E with a mail. It's like electronic. My jokes suck today. It's because I'm becoming a dad. I'm working on my dad jokes. And I would be like, oh, let me send an email. And then we sent an email. And then eventually Neville wrote an email. And then it was like, holy crap. Fast forward 15 years later, run by a team. His name, shout out Chris Grouillon with Ilona, who's helped really set that up. They're generating nearly $50 million a year from email. So this applies whatever business you're in. If you're in gardening, remind your people they need new gardening. If you're a pool cleaner, remember, hey, summer's coming. If you're a service provider, educate your people. If you're an e-commerce person, yes, you can have sales regularly, but maybe just have cool stories related to the customer you're trying to appeal to. People always ask how much to send. Ask your customers how much they want to hear from you. But generally, I would say the healthiest thing is once a week and having at least a 25% open rate. At AppSumo, we do once a day. We used to do twice a day, but we saw that our unsubs, opens, clicks were trending in a downward direction. So we wanted to keep our revenue while get those numbers actually trending up. And line graphs are really helpful for that. We can do a whole other episode. And I think we actually might do something in the future about how we do email marketing at AppSumo. But a few of the key lessons about email marketing specifically is it's really owning your distribution. The last two YouTube videos have barely broke 100,000 views, even though we have a million subs, because Uncle YouTube's mad at us. They're like, no, not good enough. I don't want to show the children. Please, uncle, just some soup. No. So email, you own your distribution. And it doesn't really cost you that much more to get that distribution. But with SEO, you have to write all these articles. With YouTube, you have to create the content. So there's a really beautiful thing with email that you can literally right now test an idea. Right now, send a promotion. Right now, you can just get some love in the world if you want your audience to hear from you. Number two, having an autoresponder and creating a repeatable system is where we make almost 50% of AppSumo's email. You can create once and leverage it forever. So think about this. When you come to a restaurant, you know every dish is going to be the perfect one for each person because you know that these are the best ones. With noahkagan.com, sign up for my autoresponder. You'll see it. I'm like, please check out my book. Please check out some of the stuff. What questions do you have? By the way, leave a review. Every single time, around the clock, it's working. And it doesn't take vacation. It's happy to work. So create autoresponders, repeatable systems. Number three, create urgency and FOMO, fear missing out. So as people are getting your emails, it doesn't mean every single time because, you know, if it's every time urgent, they'll eventually get numb to it. But what is the reason that people need to do something right away? Like, there's only so many of them. Hey, you want to go use it this weekend? Guess what? $1 million weekend. Hey, we're having an experience. Hey, there's limited time. So think about what's the reason that someone's going to take action right away. There's some people limit on that. Lastly, I call it 10-80-10 in marketing. It's 10% never buy nothing, 10% always buy everything, 80% aren't sure. And so how do you make your content, but specifically email, so good that people, even if they don't buy, they love your emails? And I believe that's one of the key things with AppSumo, why we've done so well, where for a long time, and I would say to this day where it's pretty damn good, where you're like, hey, I don't want to buy anything, but what are they actually promoting? What are the new ways they're promoting it? Or what are the tools they're actually talking about over at AppSumo? And so definitely make your emails so good that people will miss them if you stop. And how do you know if they miss them? Don't send an email. See what happens. There's a lot more email stuff. If you guys are curious and you want more of that, let me know. We were thinking about putting together an email marketing masterclass. So what's interesting is I've shared five exact things that are all eight-figure activities that you can copy in your own business, regardless of which business you're in. So a few things that have not worked. TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. Almost nothing. Like nothing. We almost never even post on them anymore. Our Facebook group has been hit or miss. Doesn't mean this doesn't work for other businesses. I'm just saying for us, this has not worked as an eight-figure channel. Number two, hiring super baller people. Our best people have been found homegrown and partnering them with Super Bowler people. I think a lot of companies are like, oh man, if I could only find that one person who worked that one company and they'll save me. We just haven't had it. Our success has really been people coming up, you know, Lona, Eamon, Sean, Kellen, and having support and paying for advisors that really coach those kind of people. Number three, CRO, so conversion rate optimization. So we have an awesome product team that's doing A-B tests across throughout the entire site, as well as our email marketing does a lot of A-B tests. Now, these all add up to eight figures, but a lot of them are micro. So it's like, hey, we got a 0.5% improvement here, or we got a 10% growth increase on sessions. One of them was an eight-figure thing. I can just say, hey, go do this A-B test, and it works. But definitely all of them compounded over a long period of time have added up to eight figures and beyond. We actually historically have looked at the data there, and it was about 16% of our tests work. And so the thing that I always think about with that is that you're going to do so many things that are just not going to work, but 16% of the time they will, and that's where you're going to get your upside. Last two things, launching courses. So we've gone back and forth. We've had two phases where we've done a lot of course sales on AppSumo, and it's something we're actually going to revisit and consider, but really we're focused on software. And so in your own business, it doesn't mean exclude things, but be mindful how many things you're like, well, that we did in the past, we're never going to do it again. Just at least test it again. And we are either this year or sometime next year have some lighter tests around courses and content for sale, but really we're focused on software. That's not really worked. And lastly, we did these like low-priced offers. We've done so many things. I just want to share some of the highlight reel of non-things. But you hear businesses like mostly kind of internet scammers. Yeah, it's $1 and then it's this thing afterwards. And we noticed we got a lot of customers who never bought anything ever again. So it doesn't mean it can't work. Again, it could. I think what I always talk to our team about is what's actually real value in business versus a gimmick. And sometimes, yeah, it's like, hey, just try it out. It's a buck. Doesn't even matter. There's zero risk. And most of the times the customers come and they don't use it or they don't appreciate it. But other times it could work. And so I just try to think about what's real value you're creating, and that's urgency and going to be good for the customer, and then they'll be happy about it, versus just a marketing $1 gimmick. And that has not worked for us. We've definitely tried that twice, having like a super low priced offer for things within our business. So a few things that everyone can think about and implement overall. Number one is giveaways. So look outside your industry and run a giveaway. Number two is marketing motion. So solve your own problem for your ideal customer and have a low or free priced product that's going to continually bring people into your ecosystem. Number three, content is your opportunity magnet. So be public. Go be public. Number four, if everyone's doing it, you're too late. Get some pre-fluencers. Find these people early in the game. Number five, email marketing. Own your distribution. Now, what's interesting with all these things, and a lot of people might go do all five, which is amazing, and let me know how it goes, but it all depends that you have a product people want. You have to have a business that people want. And as you do these things, this is just accelerating that more people are going to want it and have joy and find out about it. So you got to always keep starting. And as we've talked about, $1 million weekend, as I've talked about in a lot of things in business, keep trying things, lots of things, keep starting, throw it at the wall. Most of it won't work. You know, we've put out these tweets now that go extremely viral, hundreds of thousands of views, where it's even looking at musicians and finding out that how many of their songs actually make tons of views and people know about. It's like less than 10%. And they don't even write their own songs, which is even crazy. They're literally using the best of the best. And if you can just keep going in your own business, you try these things out, eventually, yes, one thing will work and you keep writing that out and you're going to have a lot of amazing success in your life. I love you and I'll see you out there. That's a wrap. I hope you loved the episode as much as we did creating it for you. Go check out my brand new best-selling book, Million Dollar Weekend. Change your life in 48 hours. Have a better Monday. Next, text a friend you love them. Yo, dog, let's go write some poetry slam together. And before you go, tweet at me, slide in my DMs, at Noah Kagan. I love hearing from y'all. And if you're not on my newsletter, go to noahkagan.com and sign up. We have a meaty newsletter each and every Thursday coming out spicy hot to help you in your business journey. We have about how I run a $100 million business, how to get rich as an extrovert, advice to my younger self, advice to my older self, and a lot of other goodies along the way. Finally, a couple of shout outs to the amazing team who helps make this happen. Special thanks to Jason at podcasttech.com. Thank you to Jeremy for everything you've done. Cammy, Tommy, Sylvie, J.E., Memo-E, Noah-E from the Dork team for all the magic y'all do. The team is really fire. Shout out to Garrett as well. And everyone over at the AppSumo team, what a treat it's been to spend our lives together. And I'm so grateful to be the chief sumo and CEO over there, because there's no way I'd get a job at AppSumo today. And we are hiring at AppSumo, appsumo.com/careers.
Have a tremendous day.
What's your favorite pickle? And there, okay, honestly, there's two kinds. There's the like dill ones, which is the right choice.
and then like the buttersweet one, which is the wrong choice.